disclosure.
Okay, so for the framework, I'm mostly going to be talking about things that impact individuals and families, and when you think about from a program discovery and program development perspective. So this is healthy living program development, and it starts all the way on your left when you look at the discovery and efficacy and validation. There spends a lot of time, a lot of activities in there. It might be literature reviews, it might be key informant interviews, but there's also a lot of rigor that happens in those two phases. And then we start to move into things like translation, which is also really important for this process, which is where we determine if something is going to be nationally scaled or if it's something that is going to sit in a supportive way to support local-wise to make an informed decision on a program that they would like to be providers of. All of these things that go through this model are evidence-based. It's just a matter of where it lands in translation, if it's going to be something that's going to be tried to scaled nationally, which Heather will talk a little bit more about a program, an example of something that's being scaled nationally. Something I'll talk a little bit more about today is the blood pressure specifically, which is now currently in translation. So there is a little bit of madness to this process. It's in depth. So you're not meant to see all these things that go on in here, but there's a lot of decisions and a lot of questions that are answered during this process. Things like, is there a license needed? Can we train it? Branding, naming, all kinds of things have to be considered when you're trying to take an evidence-based model that worked really well in the research world and put it in a community environment to where potentially a clinician's not delivering it or even connected to it or on-site for it. Where do we come up with these ideas and these programs? It's whether it's related to a critical social issue, which Monica mentioned earlier, or is it what WISE are looking for because their community partners, whether it's a hospital or a school, is asking for programs specific to a variety of conditions and situations. So specific to program development at the Y, I'm going to talk about high blood pressure, but there are other things that are on in program development right now. Childhood obesity is based on, we are enhancing a YMCA program. Sorry, we are enhancing MEND to have a program that's delivered in a local WISE, and it's for children that are 95th percentile and higher in their families. We also have things that are connected to the HEPA work, which is what, Janet was talking about, but it's early learning, and can you get a curriculum for teachers that have children ages 3 to 5 and you know, constantly be talking about how to be more active and fruits and vegetables. And then also things related to cognitive decline, tobacco cessation, and Parkinson's disease. So earlier I just mentioned things that are going to be nationally scaled. High blood pressure is something that we are taking nationally and we're trying to scale, as well as the childhood obesity. The intention would be to have something, this would be a national scaling program. The other things like tobacco cessation and Parkinson's disease fall into the category where we support local-wise and we help them with a program screener and a program grid so that they can make an informed decision on all of the models that are out there that are evidence-based. They can determine on who they would like to seek a license to, but we at YUSA are not providing them actual technical assistance to the delivery of it. So if you did not know about high blood pressure, it kind of impacts everybody. So 1 in 5 U.S. adults have it. There's stuff that's coming out now that says, however, half of them do not even know that they have it. In 2009, Americans visited their healthcare providers more than 55 million times to treat high blood pressure. And the last bullet, it's not a bullet, but the last item on here is where I feel like the WISE really has an opportunity, because team-based care that includes patient, primary care providers, and other healthcare providers, which in this situation I would say lay leaders at a local Y, is the recommended strategy to help reduce and help to better manage high blood pressure. So specific to the program at the Y, I like how that slide's turned out. It's for adults with hypertension. It's adults that have ever been diagnosed or currently take antihypertensive medication. They could be coming from our healthcare provider, or they could be in the community and they know they have high blood pressure. They need to be interested in a self-monitoring program model, and they must have not experienced a recent cardiac event or atrial fib or not be at risk for lymphedema. One of the reasons that we don't want this to serve as a replacement for cardiac rehab, and we know the value and the importance of it, so it's really for individuals that maybe are recently diagnosed with high blood pressure or have had it for years and just have not been able to manage it well. It's a 4-month program. It's based on regular contact with trained Healthy Heart Ambassadors, that in a 10-minute consultation, you spend time making sure that they understand self-monitoring, understanding the monitor and cuff that they are doing the measurements at home, the value of tracking and the behavior opportunities that can happen when you are aware of what is going on with your body and whatever the conditions might have. can happen anywhere. A lot of the Y's were successful with having these in off-site locations that were actually in a community that didn't have a physical building. So all those dots you saw earlier, it's been in a community center or at a library where the Y doesn't actually have a physical building but has been able to bring a program to their community. You just need the space for the blood pressure monitoring to happen in the nutrition education seminars, which happen in very similar space to how we are right now. It's successful because of the support and education that happens by the trained Healthy Heart Ambassador, and that what most of us probably know in this room, the value of self-monitoring and tracking any behavior results in usually changes that are what we're looking for. So over the past 3 years, we've been working with 7 YMCAs to engage adults with high blood pressure. We've had over 1,400 enrolled, but I'll tell you, in the first year, the biggest learning was is that people signed up because they got a monitor, and it was kind of flashy and new and exciting. So we have the participants that never had any other blood pressure reading. But if we focus on the starters, we're looking at about 1,100 individuals, adults, that started the program. And we are going to look at data that has specifically individuals that were the goal is to get individuals to monitor their blood pressure at least 2 times per month for 4 consecutive months. And this is based off on research that's come out of American Heart Association, Check It, Change It, which has shown a reduction in systolic and diastolic. So previous slides that I had around program development, this is really a validation. Can we validate that the YMCA can get the same results, intended results, that American Heart Association did? So we had completers. We had 526 adults over the past 2 years that had an initial blood pressure reading and additional blood pressure readings that were at least 2 months apart. Part of also what we were tasked to do this most recent year was to engage to consider health equity and health disparities. And so we were targeted specifically to engage African-American populations. And the 7 YMCAs did do that, and they were successful in engaging adults. I'm not sure, you know, exactly. We can engage individuals, but we want to get back to those completers. Remember, there was only 526 that completed versus 1,100. Were we successful? I would say yes. We're seeing a reduction in systolic and diastolic. Again, this is through education on nutrition. This is through support and self-monitoring. We're not doing anything else, just the fact that it's very powerful to have a conversation with individuals about self-monitoring their blood pressure. We continue to see a reduction, more significant in individuals that show up with an initial reading that's hypertensive. So when you think about individuals that have either 140 or 90, when they initially start the program, they seem to be having slightly better results. But all of the participants in the program we are seeing a reduction in systolic and or diastolic among the individuals that have at least 2 blood pressure readings that are 2 months apart. 14.3 reduction and then 6.9. Just another view to look at it. If you think of, there's a chart out of American Heart Association that talks about pre-hypertensive, hypertensive crisis. It's just another, you know, another map to show you if you're visually, if you need that difference. So compared to Check It, Change It, which again is where we've based this off of and what is we've developed and is off the findings of it, sorry. So Check It, Change It had about 49.3% had blood pressure starting at 140 over 90. We're seeing a little bit higher of our population starting with a hypertensive reading. But when you look at the overall decrease, we're slightly better in both systolic and diastolic. And I think I have like 30 seconds. So basically a lot happens between the process to determine if model goes to scale. You have to consider things. Is it measurable? Can we track data on it? Can we reach the population? Is it more of a We like to think there's a need in a community, but if there's no demand for it in a community, it's really hard for a local YMCA to provide that kind of programming. Thank you.
Lots of fun. Thank you.